This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are few words in the economic dictionary that are more often confused and misused than debt and deficit. Fodder, I'm sure you'll agree, for our series, Kai Explains, where we take things really slow to explain what's really going on.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
You recently asked what's going on with this economy.
So how do these two concepts work together?
We start with the national debt, which as of right now is $22.6 trillion, give or take a couple of billion.
The national debt is basically all of the money that the federal government has borrowed over time.
That's Véronique de Rougy. She's a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University.
One part is the part that the federal government borrows from the public, whether foreign institutions or individuals at home or abroad, the Federal Reserve, state and local governments.
Foreign investors, countries mainly, but people too, as she said, hold about 40% of that public debt. The Federal Reserve, about 10%.
And then there's another part of the debt that is called the intragovernmental debt.
Intragovernmental debt is money the Treasury Department borrows from other government agencies. The Social Security Trust Fund is the big source there. So that's the national debt. Again, $22.6 trillion and counting. And now, and this is appropriate, seeing as how today is the start of a brand new federal government fiscal year, let us talk about the deficit. Valerie Ramey is professor of economics at UC San Diego.
A deficit occurs when the amount that the government collects in revenue through taxes, typically, is less than the amount that they are outlaying, which includes Social Security payments, Medicare, purchasing tanks and airplanes for the military, et cetera.
You spend more than you take in a given year. That's a deficit. It was more than $1 trillion last fiscal year, and the Congressional Budget Office says is going to be more than $1 trillion this fiscal year and for fiscal years to come. And each year's deficit adds to the national debt. Think, says Valerie Ramey, of a bathtub.
The level of the water in the bathtub is like the debt. The amount of water flowing per minute out of the faucet is like the deficit.
Not all kinds of debt and deficit, though, are bad.
If the U.S. government uses its spending, runs a deficit, but uses its spending to build up infrastructure or to invest in people's education or any sort of thing that will actually improve the economy, improve GDP in the future, then that's a good idea.
However, here is Véronique de Rougy one more time.
There's some economic literature that shows that too much debt actually can have an impact on the economy. But there's a big debate about this and about how much and whether we should care about it or not.
Probably ought to care. The question is how much and when.
Sometimes it means that you're not able to borrow more money as fast as you can if you face an emergency.
All right, fine. Just because I know you're curious, here is the national debt number. This is from the Treasury Department again. $22,622,684,674,364.43. No idea what's up with the 43 cents. Let us know what you want to know about how this economy works or oftentimes doesn't. You can do it at marketplace.org.